total agreement with what you're saying. So this will be Jesse you hear next.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Anyway, we're trying to hash out what this is going to cost me. It sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what this is going to be at the end of the day. So maybe we can just focus on that part and then talk about all the bells and whistles and how wonderful everything is, and then we can do a virtual handshake.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I want to do. So, Joe, you know, I'm sorry, what?
Good. So, I'm glad I got a chuckle out of you because I got a chuckle out of my from that one.
Yeah, it'd be a little awkward if you were laughing alone, right?
I know. It's been kind of a challenge because I've done some online advertisement campaigns. And I've created a couple of landing pages. Things are starting to optimize with, you know, these ad campaigns that I started and had to pay money for.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they're SEOs as well. But there's a lot of ways to make an omelet, they say,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, you know, search engines and Google and all that stuff and people finding you organically. So take it away.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Jesse. I am the specialist in the department that handles pricing. Just so you know, Joe, the major benefit of the program is it did become available within our company. So we are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we will close out the category and we cannot work with anyone else who does what you do. Okay. So that's the benefit of it is we only work with one business per industry per area to maximize the phone calls that are going to our clients. Okay?
Right.
So, you're speaking on a cell phone, right? So I just went ahead and sent you a text message. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on. It says it didn't send. One second. Let me retry it. So, our text message that I'm sending over is going to have our pricing page and website. You know, I'm a visual person myself. I just like to have things to look at. So, you know, I think it's always helpful for, you know, the people I'm talking to be able to see what I'm talking about, right? So,
right.
Here, it should have come through now.
Okay,
there we go.
I got it.
Okay, so everything with us is set up at a 2-month agreement. So this doesn't mean that you have to pay 2 months up front. It's just a verbal agreement that you're going to commit to 2 months of the program. So, you know, the thing is we have a couple of different packages, okay? So I need to get an idea of what you're looking for your marketing, okay? So how many leads are you taking on right now?
Well, I'm taking on as many as I can get that aren't working out very well. I have 2 advertisement campaigns that are just now starting to optimize because it takes about 4 weeks for this stuff to get up and running,
mm-hmm.
for people to find you like that.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the case with you as well?
Well, so it depends on the package, right? So you don't have a Google listing yet, correct? I don't see one for you. Oh, you do? Okay. Hold on, let me search like this. See, one of the things with being listed on the first page is having your information correct across the board. So your phone number, if it must not be listed to your Google listing. Hold on. Okay, now I found it. Hold on. Well, I don't know why it didn't pop up with your phone number. It seems to be the same phone number that we're speaking on. That's kind of weird. I see your Google listing. So that actually helps with the process. Like, it helps a lot. So, you know, because, you know, when you have a Google listing, it takes time for the PIN verification to come out to your address, and then you verify the PIN. You know, that can take two weeks sometimes. So it really speeds up the process that you already have that done.
Okay.
So for the work you do and the amount of leads you're taking on and the type of advertisement I think I'm hearing what you want is I really think that our Premier Platinum package would fit your company the best. Okay, so basically what that is it's a package that includes the Google Complete Local Optimization setup. So that's going to be for your targeted ad campaign at the top and then your local map section in the middle. Okay, so also what we do include is directory submission to the most popular directories in your area. So that's going to be like, you know, Yelp. I know you have a Yelp, but I mean, any of those directories that you'd want, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages.
The thing. See, a lot of this stuff, it just becomes very superfluous and redundant because I have all that stuff with all due respect.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm looking, so I just don't have $1,000 to plop down to you guys currently until, if you give me a call tomorrow and if I get this job, which I'm waiting for an answer for them to pull the trigger and sign this contract,
mm-hmm.
then I'll be kind of crazy a little bit. And then this would sound good. Now, I know that your next conversation is going to be, or statement is going to be that, well, we can only, you know, hold on to this so far because, you know, we're holding this spot for people in your area and it's first come first serve.
Well, no. Well, so actually the next thing I was going to say was really the pricing that you're looking at is not actually the pricing that I would do for you. Since you've been in business for 26 years, it does qualify you for an established business rate. So the Premier Platinum package normally is $549, but I can actually do that for the Essential package of $449. There would be a $299 setup fee, but I can go ahead and waive that fee. So to start out, it would be $449. So that you're not having to pay $1,000 up front. So just so you know, it would actually be about half that.
I just really right now, because I've just been bleeding money on a lot of fronts and I don't want to get into this scary bleeding money. I have to wait until I get this and I should know by tonight.
Okay. Okay.
It really is as simple as that.
Okay.
So that is, but I like you guys, and the reason Doug is because I can actually have a conversation with you.
Right. it's important.
Orange County. And so I get a lot of calls from people I can't even, it's just like, you're kidding me. I mean, how do you possibly think you're going to get any business when it's hard for you to string a sentence together? Not that you're stupid, it's just that you're calling the other side of the planet, and it just doesn't work out.
Right. So, it's a barrier on a lot of levels. I mean, but yeah, I'm pretty familiar with the area that you're in. My dad actually just sold his house in Oceanside, so I used to go out there a lot. So,
I wish you would have got a hold of me just a little bit earlier because I just plunked down some money. About a month ago on two companies like yourself to try to get everything optimized and to get a couple of landing pages. Because so now I got landing pages from two different companies that are doing the same thing that you're talking about.
Okay.
But they may not, I don't know if you have access to, like, and that's what I wanted to talk to you a little bit, like, How are you guys different from these other companies in terms of placement and getting me at the top of the page like you say you are, unless you have some kind of inside track with the optimization or another website that, I don't know. I see, that's where I get confused on how all this stuff works. Because everybody has to go through.
Well, Joe, do you remember the name of the companies that you were working with?
Yeah, Hub.
Like PageHub?
PageHub, yes.
Okay, so I'm familiar with PageHub. Was the other company you were working with Townsquare?
No, but it sounds familiar. They're from, they're like a Los Angeles-based company, but I'm sure that's not saying anything. But they're kind of the same animal as like PageHub.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they all, but I guess it's just all about their knowledge and, you know, there's different ways to skin a cat. I know that when it comes to this optimization and making sure you have all your ducks in a row and making sure that, you know the idiosyncrasies of Google and how they want things presented and typed in and blah, 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 which I know nothing about. I'll be honest
right.
with you.
Well, so
I just don't know.
Just
how
as
much
a starter.
More you can do already been done.
Well, just as a starter, Joe, okay, so first off, success on the internet is about working with the right company, okay? So look at, like, I'm not, you know, I'm really not the type of person to, like, down-talk anybody, but if you look at PageHub, just, if you just did a quick Google search of PageHub, they have a 2.5-star rating with 149 reviews, okay, on Google. And if you look up our company, we have a 4-star rating and we have 611 reviews. Okay, so we've been around for 17 years doing this. We do have over 10,000 clients, and we do have a 4.9 satisfaction rate with our customers. So then that's all on our website. But, I mean, really, it's just the major thing about it, Joe, is there are people out there that claim to do what we do, but it really is. Success on the internet is about working with the right people. So,
oh, totally.
You know, you're not going to get
the... I'm kind of there already because I kind of already don't like, I just don't like their methods, for lack of a better way to put it. Mm-hmm. And I've already had to cancel a credit card with them because they just started before, they charged me twice before the page was even up or optimized because they screwed up and drug this thing out. And then they charged my card. And they didn't charge me that much to get the ball rolling or anything like that, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I just don't – so it just was a hassle to have to cancel a card and then wait till you get another card and stuff like that because they're chomping at the bit just to get more money out of you when they really haven't done that much.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that sounds horrible. I mean, it's about the return on your investment, definitely. So yeah. The other major benefit of it, Joe, is we're a Google partner, okay? So that's a really important thing to have when you're working with people that are working with you on Google, okay, is to have somebody that is a trusted partner of Google, okay?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that means that we just have had the knowledge and training that Google requires for their partners to have, okay? So just so you know, I mean, these are things that just to look for, like, if you were to look on PageHub's website, you know, they don't have anywhere on there that they're a Google partner. Okay? So, but
right.
You can see directly on our website we do. And people can't list that if they're not that. So that's,
right.
You know, that it's just these are things just to look for when you're looking for an SEO company. It's just those small things that maybe not everybody would know, but, you know, it is important, right?
Place in line, what would be the minimum amount of deposit that you could take right now?
Well, okay, so like I said, we do have a couple of different packages. If you just,
I don't need all that stuff. I just need for somebody to manage things better because the people that are similar to you aren't. And so I'm just going to pull the plug on them because quite honestly, I could just, if I can't get a hold of somebody when I have a simple problem, that kind of aggravates me a little bit. And I don't see that any of this stuff is really working that well, which is kind of annoying.
Right. Well, so the bare minimum I could do for you, Joe, would be to take away the ad section. Now, we do have two other options. I'll just let you know.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
do you think you could just one of my existing like landing pages and then just modify it? That way you're not doing so much work. And then it's just about the back end, the SEO, really. And we don't need all that other stuff because there's been people already working on that. And then it's already kind of like, so I'm just saying it's kind of a slant. guys because I'm trying to minimize the amount of dedication you'd have to put in there. I just need somebody to keep the ball rolling and clean things up because it's like you have to constantly be on top of these accounts.
Right.
Because
right.
things shift.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. That's
well,
what
so the other option I would have for you, Joe, well, so it doesn't sound like Facebook is something you'd be interested in, right?
Not really. I just don't think people are interested in that. I mean, not the people. You know, I suppose if I was, you know, doing something artsy-fartsy or making smiley face cupcakes or something, that might work out. But I just, you know, the thing is I don't do a lot of volume with clients.
Okay.
And I could be with a client like I have and like end up watching their kids grow up and go to college.
Right.
I mean, I do spend as much as 2 years with people on some larger projects than I have, you know. But on average, you know, I'm at least, you know, I'm there for a couple of months with people. So kind of the dynamic is a little different. In a sense.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
Facebook is cool. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think that that's really a contributor. If you go and look at construction companies and how they advertise, it's real simple, man. Got it. When somebody punches in room addition or kitchen remodel or bathroom remodel, boom, you got to be on that top page. If you're not somewhere in that top page, it's like, you might as well be barking at the moon because they're just going to move on down the line. They're not going to go to page two.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there's dead bodies on page five, so. Right. So, the best pricing that I can do for you, you know, and I really want to help you out here. You know, I like you. I like having good conversations with people, you know, so. To take away the ads, and I could do the local only for $199. Okay. And you know what? For you, I'll just go ahead and take off the setup fee. So it would be just $199 to start. I mean, we still ask for a 2 month agreement, but that doesn't mean that you're paying 2 months up front.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay. That sounds good to you.
Yeah. That makes it a little bit more realistic for me.
Okay. All right.
Because the reason I'm doing this is because you guys are local and I like that and I can have a dialogue without repeating myself and you laugh at my dry jokes.
Oh my God, I love dry sets of humor. You should meet my dad. He's like the driest. So, I mean, I grew up with it, you know? Okay. So, Joe, I'm just going to need to get some details from you here. So your first name, is it Joseph or is it just Joe?
It's just Joe.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
A.
Okay. And then your last name is...
But it's Joseph. Yeah, it's Betancourt. Betancourt.
It is Joseph.
My name is Joseph A. Betancourt.
Okay. Yeah, I've yet to meet somebody that actually is just Joe, but you know, you never know.
I haven't.
Yeah.
And that's how you can separate, like, if there's aliens amongst us, because everybody knows that's almost impossible. That is a nickname.
Right, definitely. And then, so your best email for you is going to be?
Okay, so, you know, for now, I would like to do it on soundroadsamp@gmail.com. That's just going to – that's better because my other one is just crappy. So here we go. Soundroads. SOUNDROADS, amps, AMPS, @gmail.com.
Okay.
And that's my other company.
Okay.
We'll talk about later.
So, it, just to verify, it sound, and you said RADS or roads, like R-O-A?
Like you're driving down a road,
roads.
Full of sound.
Okay.
Trying to find your sound. Yeah, sound roads, amps.
Well, that's cool. You have a couple of different businesses then. Busy guy, huh?
Well, I'm segueing. It's something I'm kind of circling back to something that I started way when I was into electronics since a kid, quite honestly. I just really enjoyed it. And everybody thought, oh, Joe's going to be going into the electronics industry. And as fate would have it, I ended up being a general contractor. And now I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, but I'm embedded and it's good money and I'm good at it, but I hate it. And so I'm going to be retiring soon, but I need this one last push with the help of people like you so I can get a little bit more money, because I'm going to close the door on J.A. Betancourt Construction because it's been very challenging. So
okay.
That's the history there.
Okay.
But right. I do have some really cool websites that are coming out. And basically what I do is, you're familiar with guitar amplifiers, right?
Yeah, I've played the guitar once or twice in my life.
Oh. So you know that electric guitars need amplifiers, and typically
right.
The best amplifiers that people like are the old-fashioned tube type, like Fender and Marshall and stuff like that. Well, there's a huge market for what's called boutique tube amplifiers that have legacy circuits. People love them because
okay.
The crap that you buy now is just that. It's crap, and it just is not the way things used to be. And they're leaning more towards solid-state circuitry. Most audiophiles, people that are totally into sound, they want a tube amplifier, and they want it made well, and they're hard to come by. And so I'm going to be filling that niche, and I've sold many of these already on eBay and that type of thing. And so anyway, I'm sorry we're segueing on something
no.
that absolutely has nothing with what we're talking about, but that's what I plan on doing in retirement.
Well, that, you know, it's always good to stay busy, right? You know, I mean, I talk to people that are in their 80s that are still like running their businesses. I'm like, well, okay, that's, you know, some people just really need to stay busy. Like, you know, I hope to not be
yeah.
working at 80, but I those people are out there for sure that just, you know, feel like they're going to die if they stop working, right?
Well, I wish I could stop working, but there's a little problem. I need money, and
right.
I can't stand, and the work that I do is so challenging that it's causing me to age, and I want to do something that I enjoy, not that I loathe.
Right.
So, to get that money. But if I had my brother, oh man, I'd rather be on my boat because I won the lottery.
Right. Yeah, my dad has a sailboat out in Oceanside. It's super fun to go sailing out there. I love it.
Yeah, we go to Cali all the time, my wife and I. We have a 30-foot boat, and so we go out there. But, you know, it's like we can't even really enjoy it because we both have to work to survive in Southern California. So,
yeah.
You know, we got a boat that mostly sits in, you know, our driveway when we could be enjoying it, but we can't because we're, you know, got to work to pay for the boat.
Right, right. Yeah,
so,
that's...
There's that
you know,
little detail.
I think,
yeah.
My dad might end up selling his boat here pretty soon. I mean, he actually sold his house in Oceanside for almost $1 million, bought a 37-foot RV and retired, and now is somewhere in the woods somewhere, you know,
yeah.
trying to live it up, you know. And, I mean, that's the dream to me, you know, just cut it and run, right? You know, that's
big,
just... You know, especially once you get to that point, it's like, I'm jealous of him, but he's also 63 years old and has worked his whole life for that, you know? So, I mean, you
yeah.
have to admire that, right?
Exactly my age.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
then you could be my dad.
I'm old.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. The cut it off here pretty soon with the construction company.
Anyway. Yeah, well, it's a, you know, he worked on air conditioning, so it's
okay.
It's definitely tiring to, you know, be working.
To do that.
But at least you own your own business. That's the upside, right? So.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I think owning your own business is a little bit overrated, but I suppose working at McDonald's or working for the man at corporate might be, you know, equally exhausting in some regards. Everything's different. You know, it's just everything in life when it comes to making money. I don't care if you own a business or have to work. There's always an angle where it's just a little, it's drudgery.
Right.
You know, no matter how you, but there's people that just, oh my God, I love my company and I love doing this. And that's just not me. Maybe this other company will be, so are you taking off? Hang on for a second. You are. Uh-huh. All right, sounds good. I thought you looked all dressed up. All righty. Anyways, I'm sorry about that.
No, no problem. Was that your wife?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
She wanted to know what was going on for dinner, and I told her five times, lasagna's fine. Lasagna.
Okay. Well, so, and then, so, Joe, the best address for you is going to be the 1355, Arch Ulrich Avenue?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, so here, I already have the cities that you're kind of doing, Solano Beach, Del Mar, Carlsbad, right? Rancho, Santa Fe.
Yeah. Definitely Rancho, Santa Fe, Encinitas.
Okay.
Carlsbad. Do
okay.
these cost more money, each one of these, or...
Well, I mean, I would say that, you know, it's probably best to start with at least the top three that you're servicing.
Okay. So. Let's do top three. Here we go. Encinitas, numero uno. And then
okay.
we have Carlsbad.
Okay.
And then Solana Beach.
Okay. I love Carlsbad. It's so beautiful there.
It is.
Okay. And then do you, your preferred method of to be reached is phone, text, email, all the above, right?
Right.
Okay. And then the services that you offer.
Like, I don't like people, like, if they need my services, the best way to get a hold of me is on this phone number, which is 760-519-0729. I
okay.
really don't have anything to do with an email address because I'm just not, I'd rather get a text or a phone call because emails are problematic. Sometimes they go to spam. Sometimes it gets buried by other stuff. It's overlooked, blah, blah, blah. And then I lose a potential to have
okay.
that client.
Okay. And then your hours of operation?
Would be, say, 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you take cash card Zelle, Cash App? What are your preferred methods of payment?
I don't take credit cards. It's cash or check.
Okay. And then, okay. And so, and then the card that you're going to be using, is it going to be a business card?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have your business name on it?
Yes.
Okay.
But it also has my name on it as well.
Okay. And is it a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are, Joe.
Okay. It's 4470-7131-7178.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0427.
Okay. and the three-digit code on the back.
797.
Okay.
And then will you be contacting me the next time you need to charge that card, or is this automatic? Because I prefer to be contacted.
Well, it's automatic, so it'll be billed month to month. And I'll go through all of that in the voice. I do a voice verification, and we send all of it to you in writing as well with terms and conditions.
Okay. Okay.
So I go ahead and start that. Okay.
But it's a minimum of 2 months. When I agree to do this, it's a minimum of 2 months.
Yes. So for some reason it declined. Can I may not have just written the number down right. Do you mind just trying that one more time?
Yeah, it's 4427.
4427.
7131. 3178.
3178. So again, it's 4427-4270-7131. Correct?
No, 7178. I'm sorry. 7178, the last four digits.
Okay. Okay. So when I update it, it actually exits out all the numbers except for the last four. So since I pressed update before you said that, it exited out those numbers. So please don't hate me. Can you just say it one more time?
All right. So 4427.
Uh-huh.
4270-7131. 7178.
78. Okay. Okay. There, I got that.
And that's 0427. And did you get the CDC code, or do you need that?
Yeah, I did. For some reason, it keeps on. Hold on. So it's April 27, 797 is the card number on the back, correct?
Yeah, 0427.
Okay, and then it's 797, right?
7.
Okay. I don't know why. Hold on. 1 second. For some reason, it's not going through. It just keeps on saying declined.
Yeah, probably because there's been some fraud on my account. And I just got this card, and I just activated it actually this morning, but I tested it out at McDonald's and it went through fine.
Okay, well, so let me make sure that, so sometimes when that happens, so the billing address is the same address you gave me, right?
Yeah, 1355 Aldrich, AHLRICH Avenue, 92024.
Okay, 92024. Okay. I have and all then that. Okay.
And want me to give you the number again?
Yeah, let's just try it one more time, and then I'll repeat it back to you. Okay. So try it.
Okay. Here I go. 4427. 7131.
Wait, you kind of cut out a little bit. So 4427.
0.
Uh-huh.
Then 7131. Then the last four digits are 7178.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat this back to you, okay? So it's 4427-4270. Mm-hmm. 7131-7178, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I just want to make sure I have that right.
You got it right.
And then, again, your business name is on the card, right? The J.A.?
Yeah, but... J.A. Betancourt, spelled B-E-T-T-E-N-C-O-U-R-T, Construction.
Construction.
But above that is Joseph A. Betancourt.
Okay. So, okay. Just making sure. Yeah, it must have something to do with the fact that this is a new card. I could see that being a problem.
All right. Another card. Here we go.
Okay. Okay, hold on. So does this one doesn't have your business name on it, right?
It does not.
Okay, and then is it a Visa or MasterCard?
The Visa.
Okay.
So it's the name on the card is Joseph A. Bencourt.
Okay.
The number is 4411-0371-4056-7501.
Okay. And then the expiration?
Is 0522.
Okay. And the three-digit PIN on the back?
742.
Okay. All right, let's try this. Okay, perfect. So that did go through. Yeah, you know, my grandma, she had a lot of fraud on her account at one time, and she had to, like, call the bank every single time that she did anything with her card. I mean, it's really unfortunate that that happened, you know, but sometimes when you've had cards that you've had that experience, I think that that might be the issue of what's going on. So,
yeah,
you know, if for some reason you want to update with the other card, you would probably just have to call your bank and then follow up with our account, your account management team to be able to change that, okay?
I gotcha.
So I'm going to go ahead and read the voice verification with you, Joe. So just, you know, I'm just going to walk you through this. And it's just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it's going to outline the service agreement for you and it is an added form of protection, okay? So I'm also going to send you an invoice in writing as well. So as I'm walking you through this, if you don't understand something, do me a favor and stop me. And, you know, I can clarify for you. Just go ahead and say, Jesse, you know, I don't understand that, and I'll rephrase it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. This is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
J.A. Bencourt Construction.
Please state the name, your name and title within the business.
Joseph A. Bencourt, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And so your payment for the initial term of the account setup will be charged today's date of March 7th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, the two-month agreement, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day for the amount of $199. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of billing service. So contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay?
Okay, I understand.
So do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're done with that. So then I'm going to set up what is a client interview for you, Joe. And this is going to be where the magic really happens. So I know you already have you know, your Google business profile, which I told you again is super helpful. You do have the login credentials for that, correct?
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, so did another company sign up your Google My Business profile?
You know, I'm not sure. I had to get a card from Google and verify that.
The PIN, right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So do you have the login for that? Did you set up a login?
No, I don't believe I have. Do I need that PIN number still?
No, you don't necessarily need that. I was just wondering if you had the login or if it's through another company. So then I'll set up your client.
Apub set that up for me.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So we'll just need to go ahead and get those login credentials, and we can get those directly from Google. So, the next time I have available for, let's see, I have tomorrow at 9 to 10. Would that be okay?
That's fine. Let's do that. Okay. You're talking about keywords and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, where they're going to do the content editing, quality control, all of that. So they're going to call you between 9 and 10. Now, the call itself isn't going to take an hour, but they will go ahead and they block off an hour just in case there was somebody before you they're finishing up with. So just expect a call from between 9 and 10, okay? So then you should have gotten a couple of text messages, Joe. If you want to go ahead. Okay. So there's one that says, Joseph, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and click on the link, the localsplash.com terms.
Okay. Yep.
So this is everything that we discussed in writing. Okay. So go ahead and scroll down to the bottom of that. All right. Where it says signature.
Okay, give me a second here.
No problem. Take your time.
Give me just 1 second. Okay. I think that's the one you're speaking. Okay, so all the way down. It says sign.
Yeah, so it says signature. Go ahead and put your name just like it appears right above that. Hello?
Yep, I'm doing it.
Oh. Okay. You were so quiet. I thought we got disconnected or something. So once you put in your name for the signature, go ahead and press the little white box where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
Okay. Well, it took me someplace else. I must have already done it.
Okay. So it took you to the login?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that, go ahead and bookmark that. Okay, and that's going to be your reporting dashboard. So you'll get the credentials for that between 1 and 3 days. Okay? You'll get that after your client interview within 1 to 3 days. All right? So, and then I'm going to just send you a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the program works, just so you have it. And then just I have all the information here I need then. And we should be good to go. I mean, did you have any questions aside from anything we talked about? Or
I have a lot of questions, but I'm kind of tired.
Okay.
I got to take care of
okay.
before the date moves much.
Okay.
But I'd like to pick this up morning with your other team people and
yes.
Get this started.
I got a really good feeling about you people. You seem a lot more professional than the bozos I've been working with in the past.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm glad that we've had this opportunity to help one another out. I appreciate that.
Me too. I really enjoyed this conversation, Joe. I've really appreciated your time. The other thing I'll do is I'll go ahead and send you my, my extension as well as my phone number and a text message. So if you need anything, you can always ask me, but your account management team, the people that work there are excellent. They're really going to help you out with everything and any questions you have. So when they call you tomorrow, okay, just expect a number from an 877 number. Okay.
Okay. Are so they on the ball?
Well, what do you mean? Like, are they on it? Yeah. Yes, they are very on it.
Well, a lot of people in Mike that aren't on it.
No. But we're very, very on it. That's how we've been in business for 17 years.
It's like what they're going to do next is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. So I'm looking forward to talking with them.
Okay. All right. I really do appreciate it, Joe. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much. It was nice chatting with you. All right.
It was great chatting with you, too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.